Sarah Chapman has been supervisor of the voter checklist in New Boston for 29 years. She told the House Election Committee that training an all-volunteer staff to implement the initial requirements of New Hampshire's voter ID law was challenging enough.
If the 2013 provisions are enacted, I can't imagine how difficult it will be, in addition to being expensive. Common sense tells me that we don't need this. I've never seen any instance of voter fraud in our town.
Chapman was one of several people who testified Tuesday in support of a bill that would repeal the 2013 provisions. Under current law, starting this fall, voters without ID will have to have their pictures taken, along with filling out an affidavit. Also, valid IDs will be limited to those issued by the state DMV or federal government. The bill may be seen as a compromise for Republicans, with some Democrats pushing for full repeal. Deputy Secretary of State David Scanlon estimates it will cost roughly $81,000 to implement the new provisions. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.